From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm John Idsty, sitting in for Steve Inskeep. Today, the Spanish government announced the first arrests in this week's terrorist attacks in Madrid. Five people are in custody, three Moroccans and two Indians. The announcement was made as Spaniards prepared to vote in a general election tomorrow. Today, protesters assembled outside the headquarters of Prime Minister José María Aznar's political party and accused the government of withholding information on the attacks. Before this afternoon, the Spanish government said it believed the outlawed Basque separatist group ETA planted the bombs that killed 200 people in trains on Thursday. Jerome Sokolovsky reports from Madrid.
Interior Minister Ángel Acebes held a news conference to announce the arrests.
Del pasado día, creo de relevancia informarles que a primera hora de esta tarde...
He said that the five suspects were detained this afternoon in different neighborhoods of Madrid. He said three were Moroccans and two were Indians. He added that another two people, Spaniards of Indian origin, were also being questioned. Acebes said one of the detainees could be linked to an extremist group in Morocco, but gave no further details on that connection. Spanish television reported that a small Islamic fundamentalist faction claimed responsibility just after the bombings. However, Moroccan authorities had dismissed the claim as lacking credibility. Last year in Morocco, a Spanish cultural center was hit in a series of suicide bombings that killed more than 40 people. At his press conference today, the Spanish Interior Minister said five detainees were linked to a cell phone and a phone card found inside a sports bag on one of the trains. The bag had explosives, and the cell phone was rigged as a detonator, but didn't explode. The Interior Minister's announcement came as thousands of people gathered outside the headquarters of the ruling Popular Party. If we vote for the Popular Party, this will happen again, they chanted. The demonstrators accused the government of holding back information on the investigation. If it turns out that Islamic militants are responsible, the government could be blamed for putting Spain at risk by supporting the U.S. in Iraq. Inside the headquarters, Mariano Rajoy, the Popular Party candidate running for prime minister, denounced the protest. He said it was illegal because of tomorrow's election and accused political opponents of inciting it. A spokesman for Rajoy's main rival, socialist leader José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, denied that his party would ever play politics with terrorism. Despite the political feud, Spaniards everywhere continued to mourn at funerals and at the train stations where the blasts occurred. Outside Atocha train terminal, crowds of people hovered by an impromptu memorial on the sidewalk. A mother and daughter laid a bunch of flowers. A teenager placed a red votive candle, adding to the hundreds already flickering on the ground. And a prim 84-year-old woman clutching her pocketbook watched the scene from a distance.
No paro de llorar desde el otro día.
I haven't stopped crying since the other day, she said. I'm crying so much because it saddens me so. So many families have been devastated, and no one had the right to do this. To people who go to work and they kill them like this. It's horrible, horrible. People throughout Madrid said the bombings made them even more determined to turn out for tomorrow's election. Polls before the bombings showed that the Prime Minister's Conservative Party would win easily. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolovsky in Madrid.